This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Today's dose of corporate news comes to us out of Vevey, Switzerland. Not a run-of-the-mill dateline on this program, I know, but it does happen to be the global headquarters of the Swiss conglomerate Nestlé, famous for its milk chocolate, of course, among many other things. Nestlé announced today it's getting out of the American candy game. By the first quarter of next year, the company plans to sell its American confectionery division, perhaps because it's trailed its competitors in that field, like Hershey, for years. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Nestlé's been talking about getting out of the U.S. candy market since the summer, when it started shopping around brands like Butterfinger and Crunch Bar. It's all part of the new CEO's strategy to divest and get rid of parts of the company that are struggling. Douglas Yu is a business correspondent at confectionerynews.com. He says the candy market in America has been flat for years.
A lot of consumers are moving towards healthy snacking, portion control, on-the-go, low-calorie, low-sugar.
Like it's bottled water, or it's Gerber baby food, or the new Atrium vitamin company it just bought. But Nestlé says the plans to sell its American confectionery are more about profit than moving away from less healthy snacks. It wants to push its brands that make the most money. And in the U.S., that's not candy.
Nestlé's not going anywhere because it has this reputation out there. Nestlé's is a power brand by itself, but I think they're just shifting their business focus to something that they think they can be in a dominant position in the marketplace.
Those Nestlé candy brands that we're all familiar with, like Baby Ruth and Laffy Taffy, are probably not going anywhere, says Bernard Pasiniak. He's editor-in-chief of Candy Industry Magazine. He says the brands just need a new strategy.
A company that's willing to put some money behind them, you know, can resurrect them, can make them, you know, very profitable, maybe by appealing to millennials in a different fashion. They have a lot of potential.
Hershey's is a likely target to acquire the company, but it just spent $1.6 billion on a popcorn and chip business. There's also talk that Nestlé could sell individual brands, your Raisinets, Smarties, Goobers, to a host of different companies. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
What about Nestlé Crunch? Andy, no love for Nestlé Crunch? That was my go-to when I was a kid.